Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. There are three times a year I have moms come to me more than any other time looking for advice on how to start or restart a meal prep routine. Back to school, the new year, and now, the start of spring. I don't know if it's the realization that our well-intended habits from the new year have fallen off as we move into a new season, or that swimsuit season is close on the horizon, and listen, meal prep is about so much more than reaching fitness goals. It's about making our whole routine around food easier for the whole family and making living healthier overall simpler, but I also respect everyone's motivations. Whatever gets you to meal prep, I know that meal prep is going to be a game changer for you. Or, if you have meal prepped in the past, you probably already know this and you're ready to get back into the game. So today, I want to share with you a different conversation on meal prep. I want to talk about what it looks like to revolve and evolve your meal prep throughout the different seasons of your life and of the year. So this is the last time you need to start or restart a meal prep routine. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort? Let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. Welcome back to the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast. I'm Chris Dovniak. I am the founder of Healthy Mama Chris, a trained chef and a busy mom just like you. And I started meal prepping regularly back in 2011. Yes, that means over a decade ago. When I was working as a personal chef in a big city, I was working full time. My husband was working full time. We didn't have any kids at the time. And I was just in this rut of waking up in the morning, skipping breakfast, heading to work, just eating whatever I was making that day, just kind of snacking throughout the day, never really sitting down for lunch. I was exhausted. My digestion was a mess. My hormones were all over the place. I didn't feel good. And I really wanted to make this shift so I could start feeling better. I could heal my digestion and I could heal my hormones. I didn't even realize I had a hormone imbalance at the time. I learned that much later on. And I started working with a nutritionist and he had me on a routine of eating in a way that worked well for my body and supplements. And in that, I was like, okay, I need to start planning ahead. And I've shared my story here before, but essentially, I started by just making myself smoothies ahead of time. I could have in the morning, on the subway, when I went into the city before I picked up my zip car, which is what I used to get to my clients in the city. Crazy, I lived right outside of the city in Toronto. And I would make myself lunches to have. I would have a quick break, probably probably only like 10 minutes in the middle of the day, but I would at least eat something other than snacks, and I would get a lot of slow cooker meals or easy prep meals ready so that when I came home from my 8 to 10 hour day, my husband and I had food for dinner, healthy, nourishing, real food, and we weren't just calling the Thai place for the third time that week. I seriously had like 3 different Thai orders, and we would just kind of rotate them. We would go at least twice a week during the season, and I love Thai food, but we needed more of that home-cooked real food. I mean, I was and am a trained chef. I had just graduated from culinary school the year prior. I had all of the skills I needed in order to make these delicious foods, and I also had a nutrition background, and so I had all the skills I needed to make delicious, nourishing meals, but I let the busyness of life get in the way. And even though I know that for most of you, you're not in that situation, I think you can probably relate to having a busy life and having good intentions to take care of ourselves and our families through food, but life can just get in the way. And that is where meal prep can come in and help to make our lives that much easier when it comes to food, to make healthy eating that much easier and more streamlined. So that's where I started. And then once I had my daughter, who is a little over 10 now, and my meal prep, once I started getting into it again, started shifting naturally, just out of necessity as a new mom. And in this, I developed my 1-hour Healthy Mama meal prep system to make meal prep happen fast but efficiently for my life that was a lot busier than it was in the past, or maybe just as busy, but in a very different way. And now, to this day, over a decade later, I still believe that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to meal prep. What worked for me when I started meal prepping didn't work for me once I was a new mom. But this meal prep system that I developed works so well for so many moms, even if it looks different for you, because it's time effective. You can get it done in just about an hour. It's rooted in your meal plan. This is one of the biggest mistakes that I see moms make when they start meal prepping. They're just choosing things on Pinterest to meal prep, but it's not actually helping them get their meals that they've picked on the table, or they're not planning at all. They're just prepping some things and hoping that they can throw things together. And I can say, you know, after over a decade of being a chef, I can throw things together now, but it took me a very long time to be able to just look at all of the ingredients in my fridge and my freezer and my pantry and just throw things together. That is a skill that we need to develop, not something that comes naturally. And I find it a little bit overwhelming when I'm trying to feed my family in the evening. And even though, you know, cooking is my job, on those evenings that are really busy, I have very little time to get dinner on the table, and I don't really have the time to just go, what do I have? What do I want to throw together? So meal prep really saves me on those busy nights. And most importantly, it's focused on your priorities, because we all have different priorities when it comes to our meal prep. Some of us have kids in school. Some of us have kids who aren't in school yet. Some of us have kids who are schooled at home. Some of us work in the home. Some of us work outside the home. Everyone's a little bit different. So your priorities are going to be different than mine, which are going to be different than the next person. So when you focus your meal prep on your priorities, which is what we're going to talk about even more today, then this really does make meal prep customizable for you. There are so many people online you can follow and do their meal prep to a T, but if it doesn't work for your life and what is going to help you get those meals on the table and help you feel the best, then it's not going to work long term. And my goal is always that I give you inspiration for meal prep when I'm sharing my meal prep on Instagram or sharing about what I prep here, but not that you'll follow exactly what I do, because I want you to find a system that is customized to you. I mean, the system that I have can be customized to you, but I want you to find your own routine that works for you, that you can shift in the seasons, what we're going to talk about, and is something that you feel like you can consistently stick with without needing to follow what somebody else is doing, you know, other than the occasional inspiration. I want you to feel like this is doable for the long term. And lastly, the reason why this system has worked so well for me for over a decade and so well for so many other women is because there's a structure to it. So the five meal prep essentials, which we will also talk about more in a minute, kind of help to ground and anchor my meal prep system. So if you've heard me talk about meal prep before, let me backtrack a little bit. You know that I've said a couple times that there is no one size fits all. Even though my approach to meal prep, this one that I've developed over the years from the very beginning to when I was a new mom to where I am now, it's always going to be time effective. It's always going to be rooted in your meal plan and focused on your priorities. And there's always going to be some sort of a structure. But there are different types of meal prep that you, different ways, different styles of meal prep that you can use to approach meal prep in your life. And just to clarify, in case you are new around here, I use the terms meal prep and food prep interchangeably. There are people online who are very, one way or another. They're very one-sided. They're like, meal prep is prepping all of your meals ahead of time. It's batch cooking. And then food prep is just prepping ingredients. I talk about three different types of meal prep. I talk about batch cooking, ingredient prep, and combination prep, which is a combination of the two. Doing batch cooking where it makes sense for you and doing ingredient prep where it makes sense to you. And I talk about all three types of meal prep. I have a whole episode on them, so I will link that down below if you want to dig into the different types of meal prep and figure out which one might work for you. But no matter how you meal prep, I believe that meal prep that works for your time, your schedule, and your life is based on just three really simple things. And when we can base our meal prep on these really simple things, we can shift and mold our meal prep to our life in whatever season we are. And these are planning your prep. So doing a little bit of planning before you get started with your prep, not just following a prep blindly or just choosing random things off of Pinterest to prep, really planning your prep and being intentional about planning your prep. Number two, prioritizing what you need. Probably the most important step, even before you plan your prep, is prioritizing what you need to prep and prepping efficiently. Because if you are spending all day in the kitchen on a Sunday and missing out on that really important family time and or rest time, then you are not going to stick with it. I do not spend all day long on a Sunday meal prepping. I mean, I do that for my job when I am working as a personal chef. I don't want to do that on the weekend. I spend an hour, up to 2 hours when it comes to cleaning and things like that, getting things ready for the week, getting meals. I shouldn't even say meals, but prepping for meals so that my week is easier, so that healthy eating is easier. But it doesn't take up my whole day. It doesn't take up my whole life. And that is one of the number one reasons that I've been able to stick with this so consistently for over a decade. So no matter what style that you meal prep in, these three things will make your meal prep work for you. So today, I want to focus on that second and most important thing. And I've talked about this before, but I want to talk about it in a new way today. Prioritizing what you need in terms of meal prep in this season. So what does it mean to evolve and revolve your meal prep? And how can you make meal prep work for you in whatever season you're in? We know that evolving is about developing gradually into something new, something changed. When it comes to your meal prep, this might be evolving into a more complex meal prep routine. It could be adding on to the meal prep routine that maybe very simple meal prep routine you started with. If you have joined my 5-day meal prep email series, it's free. I'll link that down below. So if you want to join that, I share with you things like how to prioritize your meal prep, where to get started with meal prep, how to start really simply with your meal prep, some of my favorite meal prep tools. It's a really handy series. So if you have started really, really simply and you want to add more to your meal prep routine, that is one way your meal prep might evolve, or your meal prep might evolve to a more simpler routine because you've realized that you don't need as much as you might have started with. It's really easy to start really gung-ho and go, I'm going to do all these things and prep all these things, and you spend several hours in the kitchen and you're like, okay, I'm exhausted. I don't want to do that every week, but it helped me. So from there, you can kind of extract what helped me the most and where can I focus my meal prep so that this can be something that's consistent and can help me week to week instead of feeling like I can go really hard 1 week and then I've got to take a break for 3 weeks. I want you to be able to be as consistent as possible with your meal prep. Now, things happen, life happens, vacations happen, and sometimes we skip our meal prep. I want it to feel seamless to get back into that meal prep routine so that you know kind of where to start, where to get back into it. And this evolution of your meal prep might be something that just happens naturally, like it did for me as a new mom. I very quickly realized that I wanted to get back into my meal prep routine, but that it needed to look different and it needed to be doable with a baby in the ergo. Or it might be intentional on your part to shift and find the meal prep routine that works for you. I've said it so many times in this episode and in many episodes, but it always reigns true that there is no one size fits all. And so embrace meal prepping in a way that works for you, and embrace meal prepping in a way that works for your season, not just the season of the year, but the season in your life. If you are a new mom or you have less kids in the home now, maybe your kids are out and about more, maybe they're teenagers and your meal prep is going to be more focused on you and your husband rather than getting those family meals on the table. Whatever your season is, how can you make meal prep work for your season? If getting your meal prep done feels stressful, or you find it's more of a burden than a help, something's got to give, and that's a really good indicator it's time to shift your meal prep a bit. So, how do you do this? You start with one very simple question. What's not working about meal prep for me? And how can I change that thing or those things in order to make it work? Is it the time it takes? Does it take just way too much time and it's taking too much time away from your life and the payoff doesn't feel worth it? For me, an hour or two on the weekend is so worth it for easy meals all week long. Now, if you're spending 4 or 5 hours on the weekend and you're like, okay, it saves me time during the week, but I'm exhausted and I feel like I don't have a weekend, then maybe that's not worth it for you. How can you dial back and make it work? Is it what you're prepping? Maybe what you're prepping is what you think you should prep, but it's not actually doing what you want it to make your meals easier, to make healthy eating easier. So what's working and what isn't? You have to get honest with yourself if you're like, something about my meal prep is just not working. Or if you are about to start a meal prep routine, it's about thinking, what is working in my life when it comes to meals right now? Where do I already have a routine? What feels easy and what feels hard? What feels like I could really use some meal prep to get easy breakfasts for my kids or for myself, or a healthy lunch so I'm not just grabbing a sandwich at the sandwich shop next door to my work every single day? And maybe I want to start eating more veggies and fiber, so I want to start packing myself salads. Maybe you're trying to eat more protein and you want more high protein breakfasts and lunches. Or maybe your evenings have gotten crazy because your kids are in sports now and you want to have those easy to grab proteins, starches, veggies. I was going to say produce, but I mean, yeah, it could be any type of produce in order to make meals easy in the evening. You might not know exactly how meal prep is going to help you now, but you can consider how meal prep could help you if things just aren't working for you the way you want them to when it comes to meals in this season. So once you figure out what's working and what isn't in your life or in your meal prep, it might be that you need to shift your meal prep entirely to a routine that works better for your lifestyle and feels easier to be consistent with. That's the most important thing, again, is consistency. What we want for you is to stop feeling like you're starting and stopping your meal prep. And if it's your first time starting a meal prep routine, I want you to, like I said before, be able to seamlessly take a couple weeks off and get right back into it because you figured out a system that works for you. And it's something that can adapt to you whatever season you're in, which is where revolving meal prep comes in. So evolving your meal prep is about making it work for you overall. So maybe it's about prepping more because you feel ready for it. Maybe it's about prepping less because you just put too much on your plate and you don't need that much. When it comes to a revolving meal prep, this is about establishing what works and what might not in this season and recognizing that it's okay if your meal prep shifts and changes in the next season. And then maybe the next season you go back to what you're doing in this season. You can start to shift your meal prep to a routine that works for you in the season you're in. And what you might notice, like I have, is that your meal prep just gets into this natural rhythm of shifting season to season. And I'm here to give you 100% permission that this is normal and okay. And it's how you create that long-term consistency with meal prep, is allowing it to flex and change for your life, for your schedule, for your routine. There's no more starting and stopping or I fell off the meal plan wagon. It's just about shifting for the season you're in and asking yourself that question, what's working, what isn't. This could be the school to summer season, the holiday to New Year season, one sports season to another sports season, one work season to another season. Maybe you've moved. Maybe you had another big life change. Maybe you had a baby. Whatever season that you are in now, meal prep should support you in getting meals on the table, whatever meals you need to get on the table, whatever your goals are, in whatever season you're in. So this could be shifting how much time you have or are willing to spend on meal prep. You can always get a head start, even if you just have an hour. That's where my 1 hour meal prep system comes in. Or you can shift what you prep, and that's where prioritizing your prep comes in. For us in this season, we're prepping really differently than we have before, even differently than that system I was using for years and years and years once I was a new mom. Now, it's still based on the same system, but our lives have changed in the last couple of years. I developed the 5 meal prep essentials to help moms focus their meal prep. I have a whole episode on the 5 meal prep essentials, so I'll link that down below if you're curious. I dig into that even more. But this has been the structure that I've based my own meal prep on for the last decade. But the actual prep I do within this has shifted based on our lives, especially in the last year. For instance, my produce prep used to be mostly focused on dinners, but these days with recipe testing, working from home more often than not, I do some dinner produce prep. Like if I have a couple heads of broccoli in the fridge that I'm not going to be using for recipe testing, and I know this isn't the case for most of you, but I'm just using my life and situation as an example of how I've shifted my meal prep, so stick with me. So maybe I have a couple heads of broccoli or a couple sweet potatoes that I'm not using for my recipe testing that I can just peel and chop and get ready to go, so that when it comes to roasting up those veggies for dinner, it happens in half the time because I don't have to chop them and get them ready ahead of time. But in this season, for me and our family, what has been most helpful to focus on is getting produce ready for the kids' lunches and breakfasts. So I really have been focusing a lot more on getting fruit and vegetables prepped and ready to go so our mornings are smoother. When our mornings are smooth, because neither of my kids are early risers, they want to wake up like as soon as possible before school to just throw their uniform on, eat something, grab their lunch, and get out the door. And I am a morning person, and I wake up early, get some work done. Sometimes I'll go to the gym early. So for me, I don't have a problem waking up and making their lunches, but I have other things that I would rather do in the morning than spend a ton of time getting their lunches ready. So focusing on their lunches and their breakfast produce in the morning has been where I've focused my produce prep. And this has worked really, really well for us. And I'm sure it will work just as well when my husband leaves. He goes away for 4 months during the year. So when I'm solo parenting, it'll help even more. So I'm glad we've already kind of gotten into that routine, but I'm sure my meal prep routine will shift a little bit once he's gone as well. For protein prep, I've been focusing more, but not always, but most of the time, on lunches. Oftentimes making a full lunch for myself and my husband, which is one of the 5 meal prep essentials, either a pre-prepped breakfast or lunch, based on what you need in that season. Oftentimes I will focus that protein prep on whatever I'm going to make for lunch, whether it's mason jar cob salads or a chicken salad or a farro salad or a quinoa salad. We do a lot of salads for lunches or bowls. Let's see, a couple weeks ago we did burger bowls for lunches, which we also make for dinner, but my husband requested burger bowls for lunches. I made a buffalo chicken salad a couple weeks ago with some chicken that I shredded in the Instant Pot. And that week I shredded extra chicken, or I made extra shredded chicken in the Instant Pot so I could use some for soup as well. So that was a great way to double up that protein, use it in more than one meal. But focusing on lunches and having a nice high protein, nourishing, filling lunch for us in the middle of the day has been more important to me because I've been super busy and my husband has two during the day when the kids are in school. So that's kind of what we've been doing for produce and protein. When it comes to snacks or sauces, sometimes I'll make a snack or a sauce. Usually it's a sauce because the kids these days just tend to snack on something from the fridge, usually that pre-prepped fruit, and something from the snack drawer, like a bar or some plantain chips or a meat stick, which honestly I'm fine with. We try and reduce the amount of processed foods that we have in the house, but you guys, when the kids come home from school, I'd rather hang out with them for a little bit, ask them about their day, have them grab a snack, and then go rest and do their thing than worry about getting them a complicated snack. Now, I will make them things like energy balls and energy bars, but I typically send those to school with them. So for me, I don't do a whole ton of snack prep in this season. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Oftentimes I will make a sauce like my cilantro jalapeno sauce or my chipotle ranch or my herb ranch dressing. We love ranch in my house, or a salad dressing, something like that. But for the most part, I focus on, or I take that time that I would already make a snack or a sauce during my meal prep to help my more busy, stressful time, which is in the morning. So usually I will do some sort of a breakfast item for the kids. So instead of doing a breakfast or a lunch, oftentimes I will do a breakfast and a lunch in this season. So I'll do produce, I'll do some sort of protein, and I will fully prep a breakfast and a lunch. I usually do some sort of a starch, but there are weeks where I just make an extra protein instead, like some hard-cooked eggs, because getting in more protein is important to me in this season especially. So on weeks where I only have an hour, which is most weeks, I spend about an hour to an hour and a half weekly with filming and cleanup, sometimes two if it's super messy. These days, I will typically get produce ready, some sort of protein. Typically, that ends up being a lunch for my husband and myself for the first few days of the week, some sort of pre-prep breakfast, usually for the kids, sometimes for my husband and myself. The kids want something simple that week. And then usually some sort of either snack, sauce, or starch. And that's kind of been my meal prep essentials for the last year or so. And that is working really, really well for me. Now, on weeks where I'm focusing on dinners because I need a ton of support in the dinner area and I'm not doing recipe testing during the week, that's when I go back to my basics: protein, produce, some sort of a starch, a snack or a sauce, and then a breakfast or a dinner. Now, if I have more time, I can do more, but most of the time, I don't want to do more. I do one or the other because these days for us, and this will probably shift in a new season, I really just want to have ease in the mornings, to have ease at lunches, and then dinners if that's what I need that week. I kind of lean into what we need in that week, which is why I think it's so important to be flexible and hold our routines loosely so that we can allow them to shift with us in a different season instead of forcing a square peg in a round meal prep hole in a new season. We can shift our meal prep to meet our new season and make it work for us. So how do you know it's time to evolve your prep entirely or revolve it for a new season? Maybe you'll come back to it before. That's why I call it revolving. It's sort of like, as you know, as seasons are, it's sort of like a circle. Maybe we come back to that later, but for now, we need to shift it a little bit. Go back to that question. What's working? What isn't? And what do I need in this season? Which meal is the meal that causes me the most stress, or I need support in eating a little bit healthier? What would make it easier to get to whatever goals you have for meal prep? Ultimately, it should make life easier in one way or another. Easier to get meals on the table, easier to eat healthier. If it's not, it's time to make a shift. And that is normal, and that is okay. So I hope this gave you some encouragement today and some permission that it's okay to shift your meal prep in your season and make it work for you. And hopefully I gave you a little bit of food for thought and an example of how we've shifted this in our life in this season, knowing that it might shift again in another season. And that is okay. And that is how I've stayed consistent with meal prep over the past 10 years and how the Healthy Mama meal prep system can work for you no matter what type of meal prep that you're doing, if you're doing more batch cooking or more ingredient prep, and you can shift those too based on what season you're in and how you need the most support. If this was helpful, be sure to come back next week. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Next week, we are going to dig into specifics, some of my favorite high-protein spring breakfast and lunch meal preps. If you want to see how I make this meal prep work, I share almost every single week over on Instagram. I'm at Healthy Mama Chris. That's Chris with a K. And you can go and see how I make this work in my life, week to week, the type of things I meal prep. I repeat a lot of the same things. Things like my favorite egg cups and overnight oats for breakfast, or my kids' favorite muffins. But I share them with you because I've been told over and over again that it's helpful to kind of see a mom make it work in real life. And so I hope that's helpful for you. I hope today's episode was helpful for you. If you found it helpful, I would always appreciate a positive rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And I would love to see you here back again next week, where we'll continue the conversation on meal prepping for spring. And if you have any questions, feel free to always reach out to me on Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris. That's where you can find me most often, or on Patreon at Healthy Mama Chris, or I guess not at Healthy Mama Chris. It's patreon.com/Healthy Mama Chris over there. You can join us in the cooking club starting at $3 a month. Get 200 plus healthy recipes that are weeknight friendly, family friendly, weekly done for you meal plans with shopping list and a prep plan, bonus podcast episodes. I have one coming out this month on reducing food waste. It's the second part in a reducing food waste series we have going on over there. It's just a two-part series, but that's what we're talking about this month. And you can also get our mix and match spring family meal plan, which just launched on Friday. It is so good. There's a ton of preppable breakfast and lunch recipes, as well as dinner recipes, and an optional mix and match meal plan there as well. So lots and lots of options to make your meal plans work this spring season. So thank you as always for listening. I appreciate you being here. And until next time, happy prepping.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.